Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back to Mariam's Book Pod. Today, I bring you my thoughts on The Shadows by Alex North. Now, you might recognize Alex's name from the book The Whisper Man, but this is his latest thriller. So, actually, when I say the latest, let me look on the back here of my edition. So, I got this from Book of the Month in July. So, I don't know. I guess I'm a little... I got to it a little bit late, but that's okay, right? For those of you that I think this is sort of funny. So if you are a member of Book of the Month, I have a question for you. Do you just buy your one book that is included in your monthly membership? Or are you like me? Are you greedy like me? So with Book of the Month, for those of you that don't know, you get your one book that's included in your membership, but you're also allowed to add on what they call add-ons. So you can add two additional books, and it's only $9.99 a book for a hardcover, new releases. You can also add two others into your cart. So what happens each month, and I can only speak for myself, I don't just get the one book. Of course, I throw the other two in. So what happens, I'm kind of peeking over at my one book tower where I keep most of my Book of the Month books. They add up. Let's just say that they add up. So I'm laughing when I look on the back of this book and it's from July of 2020. So anyway, that's where we are. And today I wanted to come to you and tell you my thoughts on the book. So before I do that, I'm going to read you the inside flaps just to give you a little idea of what the book is about before you hear my thoughts on it. So here we go. You knew a teenager like Charlie Crabtree, a dark imagination, a sinister smile, always on the outside of the group. Some part of you suspected he might be capable of doing something awful. 25 years ago, Crabtree did just that, committing a murder so shocking that it's attracted the strange kind of infamy that only exists on the darkest corners of the internet and inspired more than one copycat. Paul Adams remembers the case all too well. Crabtree and his victim were Paul's friends. Paul has slowly put his life back together, but now his mother, old and senile, has taken a turn for the worse. Though every inch of him resists, it's time to come home. It's not long before things start to go wrong. Reading the news, Paul learns another copycat has struck. His mother is distressed, insistent that there's something in the house and someone is following him, which reminds him of the most unsettling thing about that awful day 25 years ago. It wasn't just the murder, it was the fact that afterwards, Charlie Crabtree was never seen again. Ooh, right? You have the chills? So my thoughts on the book. I really enjoyed this thriller. I have to say, I was a little surprised with myself because typically, if I read in a summary that a book has too much dream talk in it, I kind of lose interest if I'm being honest. But I have to admit, this book paid off in the dream department. On the other side of that, I do also have to admit, there were times I was thinking, okay, enough with the lucid dreaming, I get it. But really, in all fairness, there's a reason why it's set up that way, I believe. So if dreams and dreaming are a thing that you're like, that's not my cup of tea, but you enjoy horror and mystery type books, I'd say still give this one a chance. Because The Shadows, it's a nice mix of horror and mystery. And it's told in two points of view. So if you like that two points of view style in a book, I think you would really enjoy this one. So we get one point of view from Amanda, who is a detective. She's working on the current murder case. And then we get the other point of view from the past of Paul's. And then you get backstory on Charlie and all the friends. There was one element of the book that stuck with me the most, though. You're sort of forced through these characters to see how we can so easily look back on parts of our life now and we just remember them differently. We have those moments that are very dear to us. And then let's be honest, there are other moments in our past that when we think about them, we just simply wish we could, you know, maybe forget them and we feel regret about them. My favorite character, there's a woman in the book named Marie. She owns the local bookshop in town, and I just love the dynamic between her and Paul. Let's talk the ending. Now, when I say let's talk the ending, I don't mean let's talk spoilers, so no concerns there. I wouldn't do that to you. But I will say that I think Alex North nailed the ending. I would really like to see the story continued in some way. I feel like the way he left the ending, I think it's possible, but I would love to see where some of these characters go. So, as I often do, when I was finished with the book, I like to go be a looky-loo on Goodreads and see, well, before I do this, I like to make sure I have formed all of my opinions on the book first, because I don't want to be like, I don't want any of my thoughts or opinions to be changed or, you know, skewed. So I like to go on Goodreads, again, be a looky-loo, and see what everybody else said. So someone that I follow on Goodreads, her name's Michelle, she wrote something that I kind of had a little giggle over, so I just copy and pasted what she said onto my screen here so I can read it back to you guys. All right, so Michelle on Goodreads wrote, "Warning, this book briefly discusses the ending of two Stephen King books, The Shining and The Stand. It stood out to me greatly because I was simultaneously reading The Shining and thought, what are the odds? So after I read this from Michelle on Goodreads, I realized that it's been so long since I've read either of those books that I didn't even realize this occurred. So I was curious to know if you guys ever do this, like you go back and read reviews from other people and they just point out something and you feel like they're talking about a different book. You're like, how the heck could that be, right? I don't know. I had a little giggle over it. But overall, this book, for me, went beyond horror and mystery. What stood out to me the most was how it made me think about my hometown, my childhood, what it feels like to go back there, thinking about old friends, old memories, and thinking about how some of those relationships I still have now. I don't know. I thought I liked that feeling because I picked up this book. I was in the mood to read a horror slash mystery, right? But then to come away with other deeper feelings from it, I enjoy that. I wasn't expecting that at all. So today I'm going to leave you with a quote from The Shadows. So this comes from a conversation between Paul and Marie, the owner of the local bookstore. While Paul's expressing his thoughts on things, he's basically saying, that's ancient history now. Hold on, let me grab my book here, because I have a little tab all set up for you guys. Here's the quote. I don't think time works that way, Paul. As you get older, it all begins to blur into one. You start to think life was never any kind of straight line. It was always more of a scribble. Okay, guys, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate you hanging out and listening to my thoughts on The Shadows by Alex North. And remember to enjoy those books.